Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hope your week is off to a fabulous start. We're at hump day, so if it isn't, we are looking at the bad side of the rearview mirror, and it's behind us, in other words, my friends. Not behind us is some of the interesting things that we're going to be jawing about in this hour, including a conversation with Chris Carberry. It's interesting because if you're a Mars freak and you want to know what they're doing as far as trying to get you and I on board with exploring Mars and spending the money for it, you want to hear what Chris Carberry has to say about Mars and the significance and NASA and the teeny-weeny budget of what they would need to make it possible and how some of the astronauts are gathering in Washington next week to talk about it. It's the second time they've done this, and it's pretty fascinating stuff. It's really the youth. Getting the youth on board, are they interested in science? Are they interested in space exploration? If you're paying attention to sci-fi and you're paying attention to what's been at the movies the past year, there is a lot to do with futuristic things and exploration and planets and all of that. Some of it well done, some of it, garbage. So that's happening coming up in a few. Before we get there, however, the pings are being heard in Australia. But what does that mean? First of all, it's really tough to have these boats go over and hit the sonar right at the right time with the equipment to know what's happening there. And that's why the process is so slow. But the beacon, the locator, is starting to run out of juice. So you collide those two things and you got to make something happen if you're going to have any chance of finding this 777 somewhere on the bottom of the ocean or a piece of it or whatever. They got to find a piece of the plane. Otherwise, they can search and search and search, and they can say that they have relocated possible signals from the black box. We've heard that, but we have not heard the specific, we found a chunk of the wing. We found a piece of the tail. We found things that have floated up from the plane. However, the clues are very minimal. And like I said, the time is running out. I don't know, in the future, you would think there'd be a better way to do this. There are other options in locating planes, and maybe perhaps some of these planes like this Boeing 777, which is one of the safest in the world, and here it is gone, will have some of that equipment on board. In the meantime, in Washington, it was all about equal pay. That was part of the cry, but the numbers weren't there, meaning the president saying, okay, we've got to get this done. Slamming Republicans and saying, you know, the Republicans are the ones that are gumming the works up. They're the ones who are putting the women in jeopardy of not getting the kind of pay that they should get. Touting the executive action he was taking to help narrow the gender pay gap while pushing the GOP to get behind the proposed Paycheck Fairness Act. He said they're messing it up, and he called on you and me to put pressure on all lawmakers to pass the legislation because it would impose new regulations, music to your ears and mine, right, more regulations, on how companies pay employees to try to ensure women are not unfairly earning less than their male counterparts. So the Senate is expected to vote on that legislation on Wednesday, but in the House, it has probably not much of a chance to go through. And he says, the president, if Republicans in Congress want to prove me wrong, if they want to show they do care about women being paid the same as men, then show me. They can start tomorrow. They can join the 21st century and vote yes on the Paycheck Fairness Act. This is one of the Democratic strongholds of you should get the same pay, that kind of thing, for the upcoming midterm elections. The Department of Labor says they're going to use the information to encourage voluntary compliance with equal pay laws and allow more targeted enforcement by focusing efforts where they believe there's discrepancies. Well, one of the first places they should check is the White House, because the White House has apparently some pay discrepancies. When they looked at federal employees were making a little more than that average 77 cents for every dollar that a man earns. They were up to 88 cents. But how do you push, okay, here's the executive order, or let's get the Fairness Act passed, rather, but yet it's not, that's not the way it is in at the federal level anyway, across the board. And, of course, the problem becomes in with this, that what happens when you have somebody who's been somewhere for 15, 16, 17, 18 years? And then what happens if you throw in a difference of education? It's there, and I'm not defending it if someone's really heinous and a big abuser of it, but there are certainly things that don't make sense either way, and a lot of that has to do with whatever the particular job is, right? So the Republicans could easily one-up the president, I think, on this because of what I said, that the American Enterprise Institute, even, we've had them on the show a bunch, showed that female White House staff members were making 88 cents for every dollar a male staff member earned. So it's pretty tough to push that when your own people are making less money. You know, here's an example. The Republicans use this too, which I found interesting because I have three really close female friends who are engineers. Two are married and one is about to get married. One has a child, the other one has one on the way, you know, different lifestyles. But the point of telling you that is, the Republicans said in their memo there's a disparity, not because female engineers are making less than male engineers at the same company with comparable experience. The disparity exists because a female social worker makes less than a male engineer, just as a female engineer would out-earn a male social worker. The difference isn't because of their genders, it's because of their job. So the Paycheck Fairness Act wouldn't change that. And I agree with that statement. You know, it wouldn't change that. They're right, because you're comparing things that are not the same. Obviously, the pay scale is different in those particular jobs. Now, you may prove me wrong. You might be listening to me saying, wow, she's saying that. How could she say that? I know three situations. I know this situation, and it's not right. What, no matter what your politics are. So I swing open the door to hear those stories. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
It is clear that Russian special forces and agents have been the catalyst behind the chaos of the last 24 hours.
Secretary of State John Kerry, who really took it on the chin when it came to foreign policy, John McCain took a big shot at him today. I'll tell you about that in a second. But the Ukraine, boy, oh boy, the Ukraine in that situation where, yeah, Russia's busting a move. Supposedly, protesters have taken hostages in a government building in the eastern part of the Ukraine. But then there are others that are disputing that information. And the bottom line is, I'm not surprised that this kind of stuff is happening, because see, then the chaos ensues, right? And then what's the next move when you've got chaos? Well, then the next move after that is Putin saying, we can't allow this to happen, so we have to help the people in the Ukraine. And then, just like the Crimea, you make the move and you're there with boots on the ground. But what does the United States do in that case when they're in the middle of it, when we're in the middle of it, and we've got now Russia on the outs? You have Putin's Crimea assault, and then the push to strike the Ukraine, and that could be much worse if that happens. The U.S. is, by the way, going to cut 50 nukes to comply with the Russia treaty, so they're going to keep their... The U.S. is going to keep its current force of 450 land-based nuclear missiles. So all this crap is going on. I don't know how else to portray it. While Putin is making massive moves across the board to figure out how he can freeze everybody out and still have the land grab, I think, that he wants to have. So now Russia has 50,000 troops on the eastern border. They can strike deep in a second. Right? I'm not professing that I'm the best at geography, but I looked at a map today. It's a no-brainer. Will he do that, though? I mean, this is an irreversible path. So once this happens, and there's a straddle here, the Ukrainians, who hoped that when they had the Orange Revolution back in 2004, that they would have big reforms to restructure the economy and get rid of the corrupt officials, now are on the verge of being a failed state with more than endemic corruption around them. So that whole social cohesiveness and the economic growth that they hope for and all the political development atrophied, it never happened. And with the, you know, with the leaders of the revolution taking off, that left the Ukraine where it is now. So you've got protesters who were killed by, the troops that were there, the Ukrainian troops, and there's these failed policies, and there's a wild land grab taking place. Putin's threat is very, very real. Ukraine has, remember, scheduled a presidential and parparliamentary election for May 25th. And why do we care about this? Why do you care? Listening in Illinois, listening in Tumwa, Iowa, Austin, Texas, New Jersey, New York, wherever. Because economic sanctions, what the United States is going to do with this new reconfiguration of the Ukraine's politics with the Russian aggression. So are we going to have a valuable ally in Kiev? Are we not going to have one? This is a very frail democracy if it holds up. And then what does that demonstrate? That I guess if we prop up what happens in the Ukraine, that we can arm wrestle with Putin, and it's going to be more of a nightmare for him than us, or not. And Putin has already said that the NATO membership is going to be the top foreign policy for Kiev. So, you know, go figure this. Go figure this one out. And what about these buildings and this striking the Ukraine? How much worse would that be for Russia, or how much worse would that be for the United States? You know, ultimately, that's what you have to ask yourself. And for the Secretary of State, as I said, he had a very rough day, because on the list, the Ukraine would be one thing. But John McCain, the senator from Arizona, blasted Kerry's disasters on foreign policy, saying this was now the trifecta, meaning Syria, Israel, and the Palestinians, and then what's happening in the Ukraine has been bungled. And he got pretty defensive. Kerry got pretty defensive, being called out by John McCain. So, I mean, he just blasted him. They were pretty tight friends when they served together. And he said, you know, McCain said, you're going to get hit with this. This will be three. And Kerry said, well, yeah, we'll see. He said, it's interesting that you declare it, talking about that the policies in the Middle East are dead. He said, but the Israelis and the Palestinians don't declare it dead, because this is what he's talking about with the peace talks there. So he tried to sort of work all the things in, Syria, the Middle East, and then the Ukraine. And since he took office last year, he's had to rack up some pretty wild frequent flyer miles, shuttling between the Middle East and Europe to convince the Israelis and the Palestinians to start talking, stopping Russia from the invasion of the Ukraine, trying to do the nuclear talk thing with Iran, trying to get Syria to give up its chemical weapons that they agreed upon. But of course, Putin came out smelling like a rose in that one. What's next? Is the U.S. military going to get involved? Are they supposedly... Kerry is pressing for the U.S. military not to get involved in the Ukraine as much, but to get involved in Syria, in training and equipping the Syrian rebels. But who are the Syrian rebels? Who are we arming, if that's the case? And that's pretty tough to support when you don't know, you know, who they are. You can remember famously John McCain, ironically, going to Syria and posing with some supposedly some rebels that were fighting to help the people in Syria, and one of them turned out to be a terrorist. So, do we know who we'd be handing cash over to? And the White House has been asked this about, are you trying to negotiate, trying to give arms to the Syrian rebels? Are you trying to provide them with some training? And they're not really saying much. And the committee is the Senate Foreign Affairs Committee, which that's who Kerry was appearing before. They're asking a lot of questions. And you still have a U.S. contingency there, by the way. And they're not getting the briefing, so they're pushing, pushing, pushing. By the way, the Syrian civil war death toll has reached 150,000 people. 150,000 people. How about that? That sort of just went bayside, didn't it? Okay, we're getting rid of them. We're getting rid of our chemical weapons. We swear. We cross our heart. My name's Bashar Assad, and I promise I'm going to do that. But do we know that? What's going on with that stockpile? Where's that update on the destruction of the stockpile? I talked about that a long time ago on this show, didn't I? Do we have a stockpile somewhere that's been disintegrated? Do we know anything about that? I don't think so. And this isn't a surprise, right? Because you stop with squeezing the economics of it, and then you do what you want to do in the interim. And then you wait until you get called on it again. I think these are stalling tactics, rather, by Assad. Because if you're not going to have the accountability, it's pretty easy to say, yeah, yeah, we're getting to it, and just push them off. I mean, are they going to intervene? Are we going to intervene? Is that what the next step is in this civil war? Military intervention to weaken Assad's regime, or a special op to train the Syrian rebels, guess what? You and I are paying for that. And so far, nobody is confirming it. In fact, Joint Chiefs General Martin Dempsey, he's opposed to the idea of military intervention in Syria. He's been on the record several times, and he said that. All right, coming up next, we're taking you to Mars. Stay with us.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Coming up in Washington, D.C., it is the place to be. Why? Because you're all about Mars and you're all about exploring it like I am. Then you got to be at the Humans to Mars Summit. It's April 22nd through the 24th. Joining us right now in our virtual green room, he might be weightless right now, is Chris Carberry. He's the executive director of the nonprofit space advocacy group Explore Mars. So, Chris, we had you on some time ago, and we had a lot of fun chatting with you. This is a big deal because the first one went so well. Hey, now this is the second one, right?
Yep, second Humans to Mars Summit, and I'm not feeling particularly weightless right now. Too bad. I wish I was. I wish I was up in space right now, but alas, I'm down here on Earth. But yes, we're holding the second Humans to Mars Summit at George Washington University in a couple weeks. Going to be a really exciting event. We have a really great lineup, and you know, we're hoping to really build more enthusiasm, more excitement, and show people why we need to do it, and in fact, we can do it within the next 20 years and do it affordably as well. So.
What do you think it is that trips the trigger of people? Because that's what you're trying to do. Like you said, you're trying to get people excited about it. You got to keep the word out there. What is the number one thing that you think draws people to the possibility of that and having that discussion? What is the thing that fascinates people the most?
You know, interestingly, I think it's the science. You know, I wouldn't have told you that a year ago, but I think I mentioned when we last spoke, we did a poll last year, and we asked that very question, why do people support human exploration of Mars? we expect it to be national prestige or you know, the technology we got out of it, which are very good answers in themselves. But the number one answer was, you know, to learn more about Mars, essentially the science. So, and I think there's been so much exciting news coming out of Mars from the Curiosity rover and from the other rover, you know, the Opportunity and the orbiters lately. You know, we just had this constant stream of really exciting news from Mars. I think it really has captured the imagination of the country and the world.
Yeah, yeah, I think so, too. So when somebody tells you, like, let's say there's naysayer and they say, oh, come on, Chris, that's not going to happen. It's too much money. And, there's, you know, people are paying attention to other things now. What do you tell them?
Well, you know, it's an easy answer because, you know, frankly, it is a lot of money for an individual person. But from a budgetary perspective, it isn't. You know, NASA right now, and I think I mentioned before also, is less than 0.5% of the federal budget. And when we've been in these discussions with, you know, when we did the Affording Mars workshop back in December, and things we're going to be discussing at the Humans to Mars Summit, we're going to be talking about this, you know, that it appears we can actually do human missions to Mars for roughly the same budget levels as we're receiving right now for NASA. It would require increases for inflation, of course. We know we do need to, you know, we can't have a devalued, you know, budget over, you know, a couple of decades. But, you know, so when you look at it like that, we're going to be spending the money on NASA, whether we go to Mars or not. Why not do something bold with these funds, something bold with taxpayer dollars? I think that's spending taxpayer dollars much better than if we just have a confused policy and change our minds every few years, start and start programs, and because I consider that a tremendous waste of money if we keep changing directions and never are able to really go someplace.
I agree with you, absolutely, because that's where the money falls into the cracks there. When you can't make up your mind, you go back and forth, and you just don't commit and start drilling down that lane. One of the people that's going to be there speaking is NASA Administrator Charles Bolden. He's pretty well-spoken. I think, you know, you could throw him any kind of curveball or any direct question, and, man, the guy is just a fountain of information. What's he going to be speaking about?
Well, you know, I'm not 100% sure. He's very enthusiastic about going to Mars, and I've seen there has been a groundswell of excitement at NASA and around the space community about kind of really building momentum for this. So I'm hoping it'll talk about ways, you know, that NASA will start clarifying, you know, how, you know, we're going to get from our current position onto Mars, you know. Charlie Bolden and the president have said that Mars is the ultimate goal for human spaceflight, you know, American human spaceflight program. I'm hoping right now it's been a little fuzzy how we're getting from here to there. There we have a lot of programs going on that could help, but the policy hasn't been clearly defined. So I'm hoping when he comes, he'll be able to more clearly define our policy and, you know, how we're going to utilize these, you know, the rockets we're developing and the crew vehicles we're developing to show a clear path. We're going to be using this to go to this destination, which will lead us to Mars or something like that. So the public can understand why we're doing this, how it's going to happen, and how long it's going to take. I think once the public sees that and they believe it's going to happen, they will be supportive. But if they just think it's another PowerPoint presentation, it's not going to really compel anybody.
Yeah, I agree. We're speaking with Chris Carberry, Executive Director of Explore Mars. Chris, I think a lot of times reaching out to kids, you know, talking about science, as you said, you wouldn't have told me that it was the science that attracts people to the whole idea of Mars and exploring Mars. Do you do things as well? I mean, outside of this, obviously, do things to get kids involved because they're the future? And especially if you were talking about exploring Mars 10, 15 years, 20 years down the line, they would be the ones that could really be heavily involved.
Oh, they absolutely are. I mean, it's kind of interesting, and this goes back to how we start and stop our programs. When I speak to different groups, I mentioned probably for the past 40 years, you know, astronauts and others have gone into classrooms and said, pointed at, you know, second graders and said, you're probably the right age. You'll be able to walk on Mars. That we've done that for. Those second graders are now, you know, middle-aged. But I think we're actually at that point right now. So I think we need to be able to engage students in this. And, you know, and actually even at our conference, the first day of the Human to Mars Summit, we're inviting students and STEM educators to the conference for free. So, you know, we want to make sure to get students there. Now, I assume most of those will be college students, but I'm hoping we'll have a lot of high school students as well. We also will have, we have over 1,100 schools around the country that are committed to actually view the webcast of the Humans to Mars Summit also. We're hoping to build on that. So we have a really huge network of people watching around the country and the world watching the webcast. But we've been doing other things as well. We run these Teaching Mars workshops, trying and, you know, focusing on STEM educators so they can go back to the classroom to impact a lot of students, you know, where we bring space professionals in and STEM educators and have them brainstorm how you can integrate Mars into everyday classes. So it's not just some astronomy class, how you can work it into biology or chemistry or geology. You can integrate Mars into all those topics. People just don't realize that. It's not that complicated. And it's just an interesting new way, an interesting new spin on these science classes.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. In asking that question, as you say, the astronauts did that. My nephew, Owen Delaney, his name is, the astronaut Fred Gregory said to him when he was in Florida, he was on a trip. He was at the Space Center. He looked at him and he said, hey, you know what? Your generation is the one that's going to go to the moon and to Mars. And that still stuck with him. And he loves science and he loves space exploration. And I swear, I think it was from that connection to Gregory. So there is something about, you know, meeting an astronaut. And you're going to have an astronaut there too, Buzz Aldrin, right?
Yeah, we're actually going to have several astronauts there. Actually, Buzz Aldrin will be there. And Buzz is always great. And he'll be signing his book there as well. But frankly, the NASA administrator, Charlie Bolden, is also an astronaut. And, you know, we also have, Charles Precourt from ATK, but he's also a former astronaut. And we also have Kendra Ruminger, also from ATK, who is also an astronaut. So I believe, hopefully I'm not missing one of an astronaut, but I believe we have four astronauts in all, you know, that are coming.
Yeah, very, very cool. And so when you do this, I mean, it's always in D.C., right? So the plan is you do it, you just keep trying to do that, and this is your second one, so then you make plans for the third one, you gather up what you think people are interested in, and then go back to work on it again, right? Because putting together a summit like this with the kind of people that you have, that's going to take a lot of work.
Oh, it takes an awful lot of work. It's a lot of fun. It's also stressful at times. Anybody who's run a conference knows, particularly a larger one, it's challenging, but it's certainly worthwhile. And, yeah, so we will be doing another one next year in D.C. It's sweet. You know, we do it there because we want to have an impact, show our elected officials there's a lot of interest. We do things in other places of the country as well, but we're for the meantime, we're going to be doing these conferences in Washington, D.C. And, we're not necessarily going to do this particular conference indefinitely. We want to be able to shift, you know, where the needs are. You know, mm-hmm. We might another year, maybe take a year off at some point and do something that's more focused and, you know, on something else. So we don't want to be also a group that's, you know, after 20 years is doing the 20th. Humans to Mars Summit if we're not achieving anything. If every year we're moving the ball forward and doing something, that's great. But, you know, we don't want to run a conference just for the sake of running a conference. We want to find ways to inspire the country and get and motivate our elected officials, you know, to support the policy over the long term and show the public why this is important and how it can be done. And it's not going to be, you know, as opposed to some people who would argue otherwise, would not have a great impact on the national debt. It would not hurt social programs at all. It's such a small percentage of the budget, but that small percentage of the budget can have such a dramatic impact, you know, on our country.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go to Mars. Chris Carberry, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Well, thank you.
Thanks. Have a good conference.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me. I will write you a song. Come away with me on a bus. Come away with a...
All right, we're hitting the final turn for this hour anyway of America Tonight. And I want to mention this. A couple of different people have pointed this out to me. Neil Frazier Jr. passed away today at the age of 42, apparently of a heart attack. Do you know that name? For all you wrestling people out there, he was pretty famous WWE wrestler. And, boy, what are you thinking when you first hear the, when you first hear that report? Automatically, where does our mind go? Well, all of the things that they took when they were wrestling. And this was a massive heart attack. And back in the day, boy, he was booked all over the place. He was pretty big. If you ever flip that on, he was a guy that you saw a bunch. But that's all I know. I know that this is a surprise, I think, for some people, that Big Daddy Big Daddy Five passing away. In fact, I think he had just celebrated his 53rd birthday. That one's for you, Movie Jim. All right, moving on to what so many of you have on your minds. Is each day you send me your emails and it's overflowing, so we better get down there and clear some of them out. Let's check the emails.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This one from Eddie, who says, Kate, I've been listening to the show for a while, finally got up the nerve to send you an email. I've been listening to you say probably a dozen times that you think sidearms should be carried on the bases and that you covered Vandenberg Air Force Base, and you also covered the base in New Mexico, in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And I say I have to agree with you. I don't know that I initially would have said that, but because of now what happened at the Navy Yard and twice at Fort Hood, doesn't matter the reasons behind them, I just think it's, as you said, stupid that you have people that are serving, putting their life in harm's way, then they have to be defenseless when suddenly something unforeseen happens on the base where they are stationed doing ordinary things. Yeah, that's the key. Your ordinary life, you're doing your ordinary deal. Think about what it's like, the rush, the adrenaline, the sacrifice, what goes on depending on what your job is in the military. But especially if you're on the front lines in Afghanistan, or you were in Iraq, or you're at any of these places, even behind, you're on the base, you're on one of the bases, and then you've got to move, and you're part of a convoy. There's a zillion different jobs that people are doing over there. It's high stress. You don't know what's going to happen. Then you get back. I mean, there has to be a moment where you do take a breath. Whew, I'm seeing my family. Now it's weird. I'm trying to indoctrinate myself after what I just went through. And then that happens to you. It's mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling that I think that they aren't allowed to carry their weapons. But I know the other side of that. They'll say, well, this is the reason why they can't carry their weapons. And we have police. We have MPs. We have guards at the gate. But obviously, it didn't work out because this has happened a couple of different times now. Okay, let's take another one. This one is from the Sweep. There's got to be an interesting story behind that nickname. So the Sweep says, Hello, America. Tonight, I happened to catch the president talking about equal pay, and I can tell you in the field that I'm in, it would wreak havoc in my group because pretty much it's all about your education and the levels that you're moving up in the company. And there are plenty of women that make more money than some of the men and vice versa. It's all about years in education because they even pay for some of your education. And I don't believe that the company would want to have more regulations and feel like their hand was forced. I think it would cause problems. Do you believe there could be a reverse effect for companies like mine? Well, you know, it depends. You didn't say the name of your company. Sure, there could be a reverse effect, a bad effect, kickback from that, because if that were to pass, which I don't think it passes in the House, we go back to the same problem. Yes, theoretically, right? If you say, it's just like with affordable health care. Should everybody have affordable health care? Wouldn't that be great? Yes, absolutely. Of course, I would want everyone to have affordable health care. Should everybody be able to get equal pay for what they're doing, no matter who they are, what their, what color they are, what sex they are? Sure. But then you get into the nitty-gritty of why someone gets a master's, why somebody gets an extra certificate, which is very big in the computer industry. You have to have certain certifications. So you could be a whiz at computers. You're not going to get the same pay, female or male, when you don't have a certain level of completion when you go into a Cisco or you go into any of those other companies where that's what your job description is. So there would be, you know, that would be the risk. You can't just have one blind law because it would be impossible. It would be impossible to make that jive with some of these companies. So, I mean, certainly, do we know it goes on? Are there people being ripped off? Are there people being taken advantage of? Of course. But we can't say that across the board. That's the problem. You can't say that across the board, right? I mean, look, you can talk about hiring practices. There's a lot of things that are unfair. Life is not fair when it comes to working, when it comes to particular positions. How many people have been in a job where you loved your boss and you had a great thing going on, and then suddenly there was a merger, or there was a complete buyout, or, you know, you had the option to take a buyout? I've seen that happen to people in journalism. I've seen it happen to people in engineering and in other companies, and all of a sudden they're on easy street, everything's great, and then their world gets rocked. So, yeah, I'm going off on another tangent, so I don't want to do that. Let's go back to the emails. This one comes to us from Jake, who emails us all the time, but his emails are usually pretty good. And Jake says, Kate, did you see the story about Pakistan and the bombing? Normally, I wouldn't necessarily point that out, but because it was near the capital, Islamabad, and it killed a whole bunch of people and it injured a whole bunch of people. I mean, you know, here we go again. And it especially was pretty nasty the way that they detonated the bomb. And this is typical of what happens in that area, which is why it's been so brutal for the people who have served overseas, especially when they're dancing along that thin line, as you might call it, in those border areas between Pakistan and Afghanistan. Yeah, this was in Islamabad, rather. And the bomb was hidden in a box of fruit, and it was detonated in the morning traffic. I mean, vicious, of course. So 39 people were wounded, 23 people were killed. A lot of them were, you know, there were women and kids that were in that, the mass of people. Nobody claimed responsibility yet at this point, but there's been a Taliban insurgency lately. And even though there's supposed to be a ceasefire until April 10th, there are even other militant groups. They think that could be what it is, because the Taliban are trying to fight to overthrow Pakistan's democratically elected government and impose strict Islamic law. So thank you for bringing that up, because that's pretty significant. So there you go. Pakistan is in the mix of their a very big war, in essentially with, as I said, the Taliban, and that changes the game there if that's ultimately what happens. Okay, here's another one. It's interesting. Lately, we used to be, we get the same theme, Obamacare or whatever the issue du jour was, but now it's kind of all over the map. Got this one quick one from Kat, who says, Oscar Pistorius, you played his apology, thumbs down on Pistorius. He slaughtered his girlfriend. He knows it. I hope they put him away for life. It just goes to show you, even when you seem like a good guy and you have all the money and all the accolades in the world, you still can be nuttier than a fruitcake. All right, so we'll see. He's expected to testify this week. He did do the apology to the family. I think that he probably gets nailed for his girlfriend's death, too. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.